Hey guys, I'm Jackie Brubaker, host of the Love You Even More podcast. I'm an author, speaker, two-time Emmy Award winner, and entrepreneur. I'm a Jackie of all trades and a master of some. Each week, I bring on people from all walks of life to talk to them about their inspiring stories in the fields of self-development, relationships, business, and how you can love yourself even more. For more about me and the podcast, visit us at loveyouevenmore.com. Hey guys, it's Jackie, and today I want to talk about being the light in your life and the light to others. So I just recently heard this and I just thought, oh my gosh, we need to talk about this. This is so important. I just heard someone say, he was a monk, and he said, if you want to be the light, be prepared to be surrounded by darkness, because darkness is attracted to the light, just like a moth to the flame, right? So it's something that feels, when I heard it, I was like, oh yeah, oh yeah, that feels right. Because a lot of you are beautiful, empathic, sweet, sensitive souls who want to help, who want to be the light. Truly, you are just the light without trying. And you might be wondering, why have I been through so much? Why have so many negative people come into my life? Why have I been through so much adversity? Why? And honestly, that's like, you know, something you'll just take up with God at the end of this game. And, you know, you'll find out why. But I really do believe that when you are a light, people are so naturally attracted to it, good and bad. But when people are naturally lit and shining, people feel so uncomfortable being around that when they have toxic, negative aspects to themselves, or they're just soulless. You know, at first they're like, wow, that's cool. I want that. But it really does become something that people feel jealous by and envied by, and they just want to hurt you. They want to take you down because they don't know how to be it, nor do they really have the capacity. Not all people, but bad people. Bad people usually don't want to become good people, you know? So when you're just living your life and you're doing your thing and you're being the lights and you're trying to be good to people, and then you feel that you keep getting hurt or things keep going wrong, instead of being like, why does this always happen to me? And God forbid, go into like a victim mentality. Instead, I just want you to remember that you're the light. And that is really the responsibility that us as light workers take on when we're here to try to help. Because not everyone's going to agree with you. Not everyone's going to believe you. Not everyone's going to care about the things that you care about. And that's fine. You probably know that. But it does start to add up after a while of like, why is this happening? I just want to be like living my life. Like, why the haters? I mean, Taylor Swift was a really good example, actually. And I'm not like a, you know, huge T-Swift like fangirl. I mean, I really like her, but I'm not like, oh my God, T-Swift forever. But if you are listening, T-Swift, Tay, Taylor, love you. Definitely love you. Wearing red lips right now. But really, she's been through a lot. She's been through a lot. A lot of people have hated on her because she's just a good girl. She does a lot of good for people. She comes from a positive place. You know, I mean, if that feels like you, yeah, you're not alone. And so really, you know, there's something that I'm so grateful this has been going around for a while now, is that, you know, when people are mean to you or hurt you, it's really not about you. It's about them. So if you keep that in mind as someone who is the light, that people who attack you are truly just projecting their negativity, their hurt, their trauma, their stories that they haven't healed upon you, and getting angry at you or trying to take you down or whatever it is, like, you fill in the blank. That is about them. And then, might I just add this part? This is something I've been doing recently. I got to this place where, you know, actually, if you want to go listen to the self-worth episode that I did, I do kind of go into all of this. But I got to this place where I was like, you know what? I am so tired of caring like what other people have wanted for me or told me to do or people pleasing or trying to really, in my case, just trying to be kind of safe in making like risks, like calculated risks. And I remember I had a therapist ask me a long time ago, like, why do they have to be calculated risks? I'm like, well, because I want to be careful. Like, I don't want to like lose everything, which is true, right? Nothing bad about that. But he was like, why don't you just take a risk on yourself? Like, do you not trust yourself? I'm like, well, apparently I don't, which at the time I didn't. But now I like, you know, I went through a lot in the last year and a half. And, you know, luckily I'm on the other side. I'm doing really well. Everything is good. I still have my days, but like things are good. And I just got to this point where I was like, you know, I really just don't give a fuck about anybody caring what I do anymore. I'm just going to do what I want to do. I am just going to do what I was born to do. I'm going to live the life that I want to live. And like not in a mean or a bitter way, just I don't have any time to lose. No one has any time to lose. You know, the more we procrastinate, the more we give excuses or whatever, we're losing time. So if you are this person who is naturally shining and naturally trying to help and just a good human and bad stuff keeps happening to you, you might get to this place where I got to, which is like, you know what? I just don't care anymore. I'm just going to do my thing. And actually, and here's the point, I'm glad I triggered you because that means I'm doing my job. That means as a light worker, as a positive, happy, empathetic, good human, I triggered you, negative person, and I'm happy I did. So now whenever someone gets triggered, I'm like, uh-huh, that is what the light looks like to me now. It's not about like rainbows and butterflies, which, you know, sure it could be. It is about what am I doing by just being my authentic self, who is a good human, who's trying to do good in the world. What am I doing and how is it affecting people who are triggered by it? And if they are triggered, hopefully, and I think this is truly how light workers work, hopefully we are shining some light on their darkness and their areas that they haven't like really examined. And maybe some of that light gets in and they go and start examining it and become a little bit more self-aware and maybe start healing. And that is, I believe, how people actually work as light workers within the world we live in these days. I really don't think it's about the whole kumbaya thing. I think that's lovely for other light workers. I think light workers need to do that for each other, but truly making a difference to people who are trying to like bring you down or are just negative entities walking around the world, it's triggering them by just being you and not taking it personally and instead flipping that script and being like, good, I'm glad somebody needed to shine some light on that. And then you leave them alone. you don't try to help them or save them or whatever. Leave them alone. That is their work to do, okay? As someone who's becoming a therapist, I tell you what, our job is not to help you. Mm-mm. It is there to shine light on the things that you need to examine on your own. And I can just keep shining some light. And hopefully you create the aha moments. It's not my job to do that for you. By the way, that's every therapist. That's our job. So I really just wanted this to be like a quick, short, and sweet episode about shining your light, not being afraid to trigger people. Don't immediately be like, oh, no, good. Stand strong in that moment of triggering that person. They needed it. And you know what? If they leave, that's fine too, because that's what was supposed to happen. But don't you stick around and try to like save them. No saving. We don't save people. Okay, guys. I hope this resonated with some of you. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you later.